If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Jeez, a.k.a. Watch Me Need, and I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch With Neebs, and Jazz is not here. He'll show up. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We don't know. That's how Jazz is. He just shows up whenever he feels like it. Oh, wait a second. There he is.
There he is.
What's up, Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Poteen?
One, I don't know where you're going with that. But two, let me tell you what just happened.
What just happened, Jazz?
Tell us.
Made a pasta.
You made the pasta.
Mom decided to get creative.
Oh, okay. No.
Go on.
She put in fenugreek leaves into a chicken pasta.
Oh, interesting.
It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
But then I saved it.
How did you save it?
Yeah, that's a secret, actually.
Well, that helps us. That does nothing for us. There's nothing for the audience.
Various spices and the right cheese to mask the vinaigrette flavor.
Okay. Yeah. So you just added a bunch of cheese and some spices. Wasn't that serious?
Well, no. It tastes really damn good. And I don't want this recipe getting out yet.
Fair. It tastes really damn good. Listen, we have to introduce our guest, April. Welcome, April. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you back in the swing of things. We had a secret appearance by your cat a little earlier.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make another one.
Yeah. Oh, man. How's everything going with you guys, April? How are you? How are things going?
I'm doing pretty good. Life has been interesting.
Okay.
The divorce is kind of at a standstill. I don't know if I had mentioned that yet on the podcast.
You may not have, but you have now. Feel free.
Now I have. This is
the sharing space. You can share whatever you like.
Thank you. I'll go into more details once it's closer to being finalized. But
no worries. Yeah,
it's
no
been worries. And. 2 days ago was the year anniversary of the really bad car accident I was in. So it's been
a
weird year for me. But
wow, it's been that long.
It's been a year?
God yeah. Damn. Yeah.
I know. It felt like it was just like a few months ago. Holy crap. Right?
So it's been a weird year, but I'm feeling much happier.
That's good. That's all that matters. Honestly. For me and Jazz, sometimes this show is a little therapeutic. Like, I've been through some down times on this show. Probably, like, if you go into 2022 November, December episodes, you will hear me at my lowest, like, bad. And I was just like, sometimes I'll listen to this and I was like, I could hear it. Like, even though I'm like talking about fun things, like, I could hear it in my voice. I was just so depressed. So it's really, really interesting. But sometimes coming on here was you know, a little therapeutic, helps you kind of like talk things through. Even when my, you know, just a few weeks ago when I lost all my accounts and stuff, I was like super sad. But now, you know, I'm kind of over it. I bitched about it in a few episodes, and now it's like, it is what it is.
Also, aren't we over a certain number, or are you guys over a certain number on your YouTube channel?
We are over 9,000.
It's over 9,000.
We are over 9,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is wild. Never thought we would get here. Super cool. And I love it. I love our little YouTube family. So it's really, really cool. Took us a long time to get here, but we are here. And we're not going anywhere. Not for a while.
And I love the natural organic growth from this. Like, it's not like, you know, one thing that went viral and people just subscribe for that one thing. Like, this is steady growth over time. So really glad to see that.
Honestly, the thing is, in my opinion, having a big number doesn't really do much other than buy you credibility. That's really all it does. But you need organic followers, because if you don't, you'll never go viral again. Like, because if you have a bunch of followers who don't care about your content, it'll never go viral. So it's better to have people who actually like your content and have a low number than a huge number of followings with people who don't really care about your content. Mm-hmm. It's very true. It's very true. But speaking about some stuff that we've been doing, a trailer dropped today, and I am in a short film, and the trailer dropped today, and I am actually in the trailer. I didn't know if I was going to make the cut. I had no idea, but the trailer dropped. I am in the background of one of the scenes, and I have been told when the movie comes out, I have a speaking line, and it did. It made it. It made my speaking line.
Hey.
Made it.
Yay!
You want to tell us what the movie is again, Neebs?
Yeah, the movie is called Criteria Kya Hai, and if I was to describe it, it's kind of like a Miss Marvel meets Polite Society meets They Live, like for the, like the old Rowdy Piper movie. It's about a girl who, you know, her grandma sends her these glasses. And the glasses let her see people's true intentions and what they really are. So she uses them to find who's an F-boy and who's authentic. So it's super cool because it reminds me of like Miss Marvel finding her bracelet from her grandmother. It also reminds me of like the sister looking out for like her sister and looking out for, you know, douchebag guys. And the glasses being used reminds me of the movie They Live, which is a popular movie from the 80s starring Rowdy Piper, where he puts on these sunglasses and he can tell who's an alien and who's not. So it's super cool.
When is it coming out, Neebs?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Never mind.
I'll let you know when I let you know. But it's super cool. I thought it was pretty fun. I really, really enjoyed working on it. And it was cool to see how professional they are. And the trailer exceeded my expectations. That was super cool. So I wanted to give a shout out to Anissa and her trailer. Yeah. All right.
That's very exciting.
It is exciting. That's super cool. And now let's talk about The Bachelor. So this week starts off with Maria and Joey in a limo. And then they kind of just go back and go to the beginning of like what's happened and how they got there, which I think is really funny. I love that they do that. And the fact that, you know, that Maria is getting a one-on-one, you know, is going to make Leia so mad, which is really, really fun. So they're in Montreal. And they go on a group date. And what happens is, if they don't call your name, you will be going on a one-on-one. So they call all the girls' name except for Maria and Kelsey T. So these two get a one-on-one day, which is super exciting. So before that, we have a little bit of a conversation with Joey. And Joey is in his feelings. He is talking about how he's not perfect. And I'm like, okay, Joey, where did this come, bro? Where are all these feelings coming from, bro? Like, it just came out of nowhere. He's got a lot of emotions. What were your thoughts about Joey getting super serious, getting real with us?
So I felt, yes, Joey, you're not perfect. Nobody is. But he said something on the lines of, I don't expect myself to be perfect, but I think that other people expect me to be perfect. Mm. And a pattern I've been seeing a lot doing the work that I do is that people who are so compassionate and empathetic towards other people, is that they're not empathetic and compassionate towards themselves.
Mm, facts, facts. I've noticed that too. Everyone who is like that always says that I'm my own worst critic, which is valid. I feel that way a lot of times. So I totally get that. Yeah. It reminds me of that Simple Plan song. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Oh man, but poor Joey, he's going through it. It's getting to the end.
Poor Joey.
Yeah, poor Joey. Jazz, next, they go on their group day, and what they do is they go into a poutine making class.
Poutine.
How do you say it?
Poutine.
Poutine? What did I say? Poutine?
Okay, yeah, that's a Canadian gravy that you put on like fries and whatnot. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Like, poutine. Like,
yeah.
It didn't make sense to me initially.
It's poutine. They should call it poutine instead. Poutine has the word poo in it. Why would you want a food that has the word poo in it?
As your residential white person.
Yeah. Weren't it's you also our temporary Canadian at one point?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Yes.
Sadly. So poutine. I said protein. It's potatoes, like French fries, and cheese curds and gravy, I believe. But everyone got to make their own. And there's one girl, Jen, put pineapples and chocolate in her poutine, which sounded nasty.
Why do you keep calling it like that?
Poutine sounds worse, okay? I don't know why.
Like, what are you, like, a swimming pole? Like, what are you gonna, like, it's gonna replace every word with, like, that has sound in it with something else? A teaspoon.
I don't like food and our poo bone. in the same sentence. It's gross.
Well, you know, us white people were filled with shit a lot of the time. So.
All right. Poutine with pineapple and chocolate and gravy. That's kind of gross.
It is.
Wait. Hold up. I know chocolate and gravy work well.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So yeah. I don't remember where I saw that.
It must be the savory and the sweet.
Yeah. Okay. And then I know pineapple and chocolate kind of work well.
Well, that's fine. I've had pineapple chocolate. That's edible arrangement, yo. They always run that shit.
Yo, I kind of want to try this pineapple chocolate poutine. Like,
he's so brave.
You might as well try poo.
That's going to end up that way. So, I mean, like,
it all ends up in poo. All right. Let's talk about... Let's be adults here, guys.
Then the subscriber count went...
Yeah. No, it literally went down by half. Oh my god. Oh my god.
We did lose half our live viewers. That was
the live viewers literally cut in half. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. We are not let's move along. All right. They make
you mean mobile along, right?
Yeah. All right. So all the girls now are seeing Joey with other girls. And they notice that other girls have connections. So they're in their feelings because Jen and Joey were flirting, even though, you know, she made him eat her nasty ass pineapple chocolate poutine. But Kelsey was getting in her feelings and all these other girls were getting in her feelings. What are your thoughts about that?
Didn't Kelsey have a one-on-one last week?
She did have a one-on-one last week.
Okay, so that's why she's feeling insecure, because like she had so much one-on-one time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's back in the group date scenario. Yep. Where it's like, oh, I'm having to share attention.
Yeah. She also, I believe, won a group date rose at one point. So like she was getting a lot of attention. And then in this date, he paid a lot more attention to Jen than anyone else. Mm-hmm. So very interesting. But here's the thing. Jess also was feeling this way. And Jess was like, I need to tell him that how I'm feeling. And he sat there and he listened to her and he's like, okay, you can leave. he didn't say it like that. He wasn't mean, but basically she did like try to use the, hey, I'm feeling like you're not giving me as much attention. I want to know what's going on. I want to tell you how I feel. And she played the I'm falling for you card. And he goes, yeah, good luck with that, because I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And he walks her out. So far, every one of Maria's enemies has gone down. Do not mess with Maria.
Damn. Nope, she's a queen.
Maria's taking
the ball. Who was the real villain?
I know. Everyone, they must love Maria. Like, Maria's getting in a fantastic Ellen, and she has made the most enemies. I've never seen someone make so many enemies and get such a great edit. That is phenomenal. Maybe her dad is, like, you know, providing the sprinkles for all of their like craft table foods and stuff. He's sponsoring the Bachelor. The Bachelor has brought to you by sprinkles. Like,
oh, that's right, the cupcake thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Which
we don't have one where I am, and that's upsetting.
he owns a sprinkles empire. I mean, I actually know a girl whose uncle owns a candy empire in Pakistan. Like, it's wild. And I'm just like,
what's the empire?
Like, Candyland is the name. They make like the Chili Millies and like all the really popular candy. Yeah. She's That's been on our show, actually. So I'm not going to say her name, but yeah.
The moment you said it, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so funny. I called her the Empress to the Candy Empire. Princess Gumdrop. All right. Listen.
Gumdrop. Yes, I'm going to start calling her that now.
He lets her go. He lets Jess go. And then the girls are like, whoa, this is getting real. The numbers are getting down. What were your thoughts about Jen getting dropped from the rotation?
Oh, Jess. I wasn't surprised because ever since episode one, we really didn't see that much of her until her outright fight with Maria last week.
Called her a bitch.
No, rude. and then, like, I get it that her insecurities was coming out in that moment last week, but at the same time, like, you could have been using that time in trying to steal Joey and taking some time. Girl, just take the time. Everyone else is doing it now because you inspired them to do that.
Here's the thing. I always wondered about this. Whenever like somebody gets time with Joey and you're mad about it, instead of being mad about it, just steal him back. Like, just take her time. I don't know. I don't know why they don't do that. But yeah, Jess got eliminated. And then Jen, who he was flirting with, who fed him that nasty ass poutine, got the group date rose.
Yes, I'm here for it.
Yeah, like
Jen's the winner.
Yo, listen. Not only did she make him eat that nasty ass like thing, but she also got the rose. Yo, she is a contender. She is a contender.
I think she's the dark horse this season.
She might be. She might be. I don't know. Kelsey and Jen are like my two top right now. All right. So they end up going on a date with Kelsey T now, and they do a Circus Soleil thing. And this date seems like a nightmare for me because I get nauseous really easily. So here's the thing. Like, I, as a child, love roller coasters, could never get enough of them. And then, around like 30, I don't know, something started happening with my inner ear where I cannot, you know, get dizzy and like I will just like throw up. So I've always wanted to go to space. So there's a thing called, you know, the zero gravity experience where they take you up to the stratosphere, and so you can say you technically left, you know, inner space, and then they do the hyperbolic dive to simulate zero gravity. So I was like, listen, once I get too old, I am not going to be able to do this. So I did it like a while ago. So I've been, you know, basically to space. I've experienced zero gravity. It was the greatest experience of my life. I don't think I can do it now. I think my body literally cannot take it because it makes you so nauseous to be in zero gravity. It is such a weird feeling. And then he was doing all these things where he was like spinning on these like little cartwheel things and he was spinning around on the ropes. And I'm just like, this guy wants to throw up. I know it. It does not feel good to spin. What are your thoughts?
So, oh, hi, Marley. So when I was little, I had the opposite problem where like any spinny ride, any roller coaster, I would become so overstimulated that I would throw up. Now that I'm older, I'm like, I can't get enough of it.
Oh my God, you're like the reverse me.
Yes. So I think this date was really cool. I don't think they've ever done something like this before. So
no,
it was
Cirque du Soleil. No.
It was really fun to watch. And I had a little bit of what the kids say, FOMO. The fear of missing out. And so it was enjoyable to watch.
Fair. I really did like their connection. I thought they had a really good connection. Their date was really, really nice. Kelsey's beautiful. I think she just really, really is a contender. She's really, really good. But then when they go on their date, a little bit of drama dumping going on here. Which I kind of feel bad for Joey because like almost every date has like a whole buttload of trauma. and this guy's like probably feeling like a therapist at the moment. So that's what we should do. We should have a therapist on the show. How come we've never had a therapist as the bachelor, like our bachelorette?
Actually, no, weird, like, huh?
Yeah,
I see.
Oh, you meant the show. I was like, wait a second. We've had like five therapists on
podcast.
I'm a therapist.
Yeah. No. We've had tons on our podcast for sure. but I mean, like on The Bachelor, like make The Bachelor who is a therapist. Like that would make sense, you know, considering the women that go on the show.
Right. I really want Medina to be on Paradise if Paradise is still happening.
Yeah.
Want her?
Wait, is Paradise not happening?
There's a chance Paradise may not be happening, and it might get replaced with the Golden Bachelor.
What's the tea there?
No tea. It's just the ratings weren't that good.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So they go on a date. Someone said that this date was in like an abandoned church. Was that right?
It looked like an abandoned church.
This is so mean because her entire trauma dumping was about how she is no longer she's estranged from her father. And that's because she left her religion. And her father was like, if you can't be this religion, he kind of just like says, you can't be in this house. So she left to go live with her mom and they put her date in a church, which is cruel. That's kind of crazy. So I was wondering what she was because I was like, what could she be? But turns out she is a Jehovah's Witness, which kind of makes sense because they're very, very strict. And like, she was like, you know, when she went to school, she was so creative and she wanted to go to college and her dad didn't want her to go to college. And she was like, I just felt there was a different path for me. And she left the religion, said it wasn't for me, and she had been estranged from her dad, and it's been very traumatizing for her. I felt really, really bad for her. I was like, man, that's tough, because she was crying. But that was rough, man. What are your thoughts about her, April?
I felt for her since the date took place in an abandoned church. I'm just glad a priest wasn't there to talk to them about fertility issues again. But
yeah, that was wild.
But I've seen and I have experienced where religion is used against like family members or other churchgoers, like regardless if it's within the same religion or like opposing religions. That's probably a better way to say that. But, you know,
it's weaponized.
And it's just so upsetting because that is your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I truly felt for her because I've experienced that too, where I've clashed with family members about religious issues and like how patrons are being treated within the church and how people, not everybody in religion, but how a lot of people weaponize it for their own power plays and games. And and then people wonder why so many people are turning away from religion.
Yeah.
Especially in smaller congregations. It's like, well, it's because you're treating people like crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Weaponizing them, shaming them, controlling them. It's an issue. I do agree. That's tough. Like I've known people who've had boyfriends who've done these things. Right. And they're like, and like Muslim men are guilty of it, where they will date women, mostly white women. Sorry, April. And then when it's time to, you know, get married or get engaged, they'll pull the "my parents will never accept you" card, which they knew the whole time going in.
The whole time
they knew this was going to happen, but they chose to withhold this information and make you believe that there's a future here, just so they could be with you. And then they have their exit strategy and their exit plan. It happens to them quite a lot. And I consider that a form of a spiritual abuse, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. So. White women are guilty of that. I myself have experienced where a lot of evangelical men, it's like they're auditioning women for, you know, to be their wives. But it's like that's not how this works.
Yeah, yeah. You don't sit down with 15 questions and ask them for a question and then not expect to have them answer you back, which is a reference to Love is Blind. If you have not seen Love is Blind, we'll probably be doing that sometime in the future too.
I need to talk to you about that, Neves. But anyways, we're talking about Love The Bachelor.
Love is Blind is good.
Love is Blind is bananas this season. We'll be talking about that later this week.
But it's not like bad, like toxic. It's
It may be. There's a little toxicity there.
Yeah, what I mean is like it's not like last season where lawsuits were gonna happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not like that. Yeah.
What? Yeah. I missed season 5.
Oh yeah. Last season there were lawsuits. It was bad. It was bad. Ooh. There was like
assault
and crazy, and the homeless guy who was on the show and like did some horrible stuff. It's insanity. There's a lawsuit happening. It's bananas.
Wait, where was that season filmed?
Don't worry about that.
If it was filmed in Jazz's hometown of Houston.
Oh!
I swear, they just went on the streets at Herman Park, picked up the worst, like, 20 people, and were like, hey, we're just going to do a show with you guys, and we're going to represent the whole city with you. Like,
I thought it was this season currently airing that was...
No. This season is Charlotte, which is why it's, like, super white. It's still a little problematic.
I am never going to forgive Love is Blind for what they did. Like, oof.
Oh, Love is Blind. Oh, God. All right. Back to the religion topic. So, yeah, she talked about her religion, and she talked about how difficult it was. She's not the first person to talk about religion on the show. I feel like the other people have, too. But I was very, very interested. I hope she can reconcile with her dad and stuff like that, because that's her dad. It's not like a boyfriend. It's not like someone you can just get over. That's your dad.
Right.
But it's tough. I don't know anyone who's ever left Islam, to be honest with you.
I do.
Yeah. How's their relationship with their parents?
Non-existent.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, that's a tough one. That is hella tough. So, yeah, that is super tough. But let's go back to the one-on-one day. Now, Maria has a one-on-one day, and a French butler comes to pick her up. Now, listen, if I saw the French butler come to pick someone up, I would have used that card, the one that lets you steal a date. But Leia threw that date card in the fire. She could have used it on her enemy. She could have used it on her nemesis. But no, she threw it in the fire.
She was trying to be the bigger person.
So let that be a lesson to you. Never be the bigger person.
Never. There's no point.
No, be petty as fuck. Be petty. Listen, she could have stole a date from her nemesis, someone she disliked. That's a win, that alone. Then on this date, she got to ride in a limo, spend extra time with Joey, and she got a brand new dress, like a couple of $1,000 dress. Like, it's a win. I would have done that. And you know what? Joey wasn't going to pick you anyways. You could have at least gotten a nice dress out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put it that way. Like,
I would. I'm sorry. I am petty. I would have gotten a nice dress out of it. Because, like, at this point, she's got to know there's no connection. Or she's got to know there's other girls with more connection. Like, on the first date, I understand, because you don't know what, there's so much potential there. You could be the one for all you know.
Yeah.
But like week six, you know, if you're not the one, like, girl, you know, and you're already in drama. You got like drama happening with Maria and other people. Like, girl, you're not going to make it to the end. Get your dress and leave.
Okay. Wait, who went on the date?
Maria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So to recap for you, Maria had a huge fight with Sydney, and then Sydney got eliminated. And then Leia was mad that everybody was really being really nice to Maria. So she pulled Medina aside and said, "Why are you being so nice to Medina?" And Medina was like, "Hey, listen, she knows I'm friends with Sydney. I'm going to just navigate this the best I can." And then she ended up calling Medina a bitch, I believe, or something like that. They bleeped it, right? An F and B. So she's already got a bad edit. Might as well get that dress, girl.
And it kind of goes back to my Jess comment earlier. At least I was thinking about it, how, like, why are you inserting yourself into other people's drama and wasting your time?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that tells me you don't actually like Joey.
Yeah. You got to protect your time with Joey. I totally get that. So Maria went on this date. She got this beautiful dress. She got to try on all these dresses. And then they rode in this limo and they flirted and they had jokes. And she did a "That's What She Said" joke, which I was like, okay, she is winning over America. I'm sorry, but if I'm chilling with a girl and she pops out with a "That's What She Said" joke, I'm like, you may be the one. Like, it just know that she's cool.
Guys,
like,
are so simple. I swear to God.
We're so simple. Like, if I'm just hanging out and then she just pops out of nowhere, she goes, "That's What She Said," I'm like, yo, you're cool.
She is the one.
You're the one. That's really all it takes. Like, a pretty girl who makes these kind of jokes, you're kind of just like, yeah, that's really all I needed.
No tip.
No, yeah, exactly. Exactly. We are simple. And then they go on a helicopter ride, which is really funny
because helicopter.
Oh, man. Yeah. So they go on a helicopter ride, which is really funny because, like, they take a helicopter to a place that's 4 miles away. So it was no point taking a helicopter. Swift.
Got it.
Yeah. Basically. They go on their date. They have a good time. I don't know what they really talked about on this date, kind of was zoning out a little bit, but he did give her the rose and they seemed like to have a good time. Do you remember what happened on their date? Anything important?
She said "I love you" to him in French, and then she's like, say back, and yeah. So he inadvertently says "I love you" to her without knowing what it meant.
Ooh,
French.
He doesn't know it.
Like, okay. Girl, iconic.
That is iconic. She tricked him. Damn. That is dope. Yo, Maria is a fan favorite. She has the most followers of this season. Mm-hmm. So she is a contender for the Bachelorette. I don't think she's going to win this season, but she may be the Bachelorette because she is funny. She has a personality and she has a Sprinkles Empire. She's Princess Sprinkles.
I have cupcakes.
Yeah. And this might be the first time someone who's a semi-villain becomes a bachelor. Actually, that's not true. Claire was also a villain, I believe, or kind of a villain.
Kind of. So was Hannah Brown. Like, they tried to paint her to be.
Yeah. Hannah Brown started off with a villain, too. You're right. Mm-hmm. Damn. There's a few girls that come back from villain edits. Yeah, yeah. I could see Maria doing it. I could see Maria totally doing it. So we like that. All right. And then they have a band playing while they're dancing. And Maria goes, is this Feist or Feast or whatever? And I'm just like, girl, you don't know who this band is. I love they always do this. Like, they have to mention this band. And it's always like, oh, I love this band. Oh, my God, this is a great band. Maria was like, is this insert name band? I don't know. I've never heard of this. Feist?
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's a famous Canadian band.
Oh, maybe. What's the currency exchange for clout in Canada? Like, how popular is she?
So in the exchange is, you know, to the US dollar, $1, and then to the Canadian dollar, it's $1.33.
Ah, okay. So she is only two-thirds as famous as she would be here.
Yes.
Fair. All right. So after this date,
on their Instagram, they have 151 followers. So that'd be 113 followers in Freedom Units.
Wait, 113,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, 113,000 followers. Okay. Fair.
I did the math.
Jazz does the math. The conversion rate checks out. All right. So while this was happening, this girl Lexi is going through it at the moment. Lexi was somebody who in the beginning was a number one contender. I thought she was a strong contender. I thought she had a connection, but she did mention to Joey that she may have some complications having kids. So she is on a different timeline than Joey. So she's like, listen, I can't spend another like 3 months here or whatever trying to figure out if this guy likes me. I got to ask him if he is okay with this timeline. So she went to him. She told him, hey, listen, I don't have the time for a long engagement. Because of my health complications, I'm someone who's going to want to probably have kids a lot sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And she kind of just spells it out for him. And Joey did not say that he would change his mind. So she had to eliminate herself.
Oh, no.
He said the nicest thing. I'm going to cry. He said the nicest thing of, wish you nothing but the best, and you're going to be a great mom. And I was a puddle.
Yeah, Joey did this in life things, but I get it. You guys are just in different parts of your life, different stages in your life, and I actually get that more than other people. In fact, you may see me repeating the same thing in a in a show. Who knows? I don't know.
Please. No. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
No, I'm the girl in this case.
What?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe not. I don't know. This is all speculations.
Okay, we don't know. With that said, I hope this girl becomes the next Bachelorette.
Yeah. Though honestly, I don't want her to be the next Bachelorette. I want her to find a nice guy in the real world and get married and have babies or adopt babies or whatever you have to do, woman. Because if she's gonna go on the Bachelor, she's gonna get a bunch of dudes that just want to be on TV, and she's not gonna know who to trust. And she's gonna get a guy who she thinks wants to, you know, start a family with her, and then turns out not, and then she is gonna spend or waste another 2 years of her life. So I'd rather find somebody in the real world and move on.
Yeah. Like, yo, speed this up. Make her the Bachelorette. Go speed date a bunch of guys. Find the right one. Get married. Have kids. Easy.
Yeah.
But then I just realized that's not reality because I don't watch The Bachelor.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot more drama happening. All right. So Lexi ends up leaving. So more women down. And then they have a bunch of one-on-one dates and stuff like that. And the only one that I really remembered and I noticed a connection with was Daisy again. Daisy just plopped down on the sofa, took off her shoes, put her feet on his lap, and asked him to massage her feet. And I'm just like, that is hot.
You, what's with you and feet, man?
Listen,
it started with She-Hulk, and now we're here. Okay,
listen, this is something I discovered about myself recently. I didn't always have this. It's only like in the last year I've noticed.
Could we actually see this in the future on television?
No, no, no,
no, no. I tried.
I am not a PDA person. I am definitely not a PDA person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. But it's definitely, I don't know. I thought they had a connection. It feel like he was into it. She was into it. They were vibing. They were smiling. They were laughing. He was having a really good time. He was not feeling defeated.
That's a good one, actually. I'll give you that one. That one was unexpected and good.
Like, yeah, yeah. Some would say this scene was featured in the commercials.
That one's a stretch.
All right, fine. I'm done. Let me quit while I'm ahead. Damn. I was like, how can I make this work with the feet? But no, it's head. It's only head. fine. All right. So that's
quit
pretty
while
much
you were ahead, man.
I know I should have quit while I was so close. Listen, guys. Now they have the rose ceremony and they go through everyone, and the two people that they eliminated, or three people they eliminated, was Caitlyn, Leah, and was there somebody else? No, just Caitlyn and Leah, because Lexi eliminated herself. And Jesse, yeah. So Leah, who wanted to be the stand-up person who burned her card, got eliminated. So as I said in the middle of this episode, girl should have got her dress and got her day, possibly even gotten a rose, and she could have left. She could have left with a designer dress, but now she leaves with nothing. With nothing. You get nothing. Good day to you, sir. Willy Wonka style.
I said good day.
I said good day.
Yeah, no, I think it was like last episode or a couple episodes ago where I was like, I want Caitlyn to win. She's a radio chemist.
You did say that. And she's really cute. But see, sadly, there was no connection.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Rip. But next week, they go to Jasper. So they're still in Canada. And none of the girls know where Jasper is.
Jasper doesn't sound like a Canadian city.
Yeah, nobody knows where Jasper is. It looked really beautiful. I saw it on the previews, but I don't know where Jasper is.
Either in Alberta or Wyoming.
But then they would just say Alberta. Jeff, look it up real quick. Where is Jasper?
Jasper.
Jasper sounds like a dog's name. I would name my dog Jasper.
Okay, well, it's not in Alabama, so let me check Canada. AB Canada. That's Alberta, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Right? It looks really cool.
Oh, wow. It's like on a river in between mountains and oh, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. So they get to go to Jasper, which is super nice.
Mm-hmm. It's like part of a national park, like. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is dope.
Though I do feel like they were in Europe, and to come to Canada was a little bit of a downgrade. It's like you're in Europe. You just went to Spain, Malta, Italy. Where else did they go? I don't know where else they went. But like you could have just stayed in Europe and went to a few more European places, but they were like, no, let's come back to Montreal.
Did they go to Spain?
Yeah, right? I think they did.
Honestly, though, man, I'm looking at these pictures.
Yeah, they did go to Spain.
I mean, Jasper looks amazing.
All right, screw it. Jasper's amazing then. Good for them.
Yeah. Like, this is where I would want to, like, have my, like, mountain escape away from the world whenever I'm super depressed.
Jasper, like, so, like, every other weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude. Okay, I did not drive through there. Darn.
Sadly.
Yeah, no. Like, this is a beautiful place.
That's really cool. If it's in Alberta, we should go there the next time the Moskers hold a film festival, because they invite us out to Canada all the time for their film festival. Mm-hmm. And they give us like free tickets and free hotels. So we should, next time we go, we should go to the event and then get a little, you know, side trip to Jasper.
Bougie, free hotels, yes.
Yeah. That's
like, you know how you see the pictures of Banff with like that really blue lake and whatnot?
Yeah.
Right? Y'all, like, I'm gonna show this.
Like, look at this. Pretty.
Like, I want to be here. Like,
I want to go to there.
Yeah.
Go to there.
Oh yeah. This is way better than feet. No, I'm
all right, Jazz, are you good at Photoshop? Let's put some feet in the pond, Jasper.
All right. Needs a dream come true.
With that being said, I think we should end this episode.
Before I actually do it?
Yeah, before we actually do it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Remember to like, share, comment, subscribe. Join us on YouTube. We are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere podcasts can be found. We look at all the reviews. We read the reviews. Let us know. And until next time, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.